This is 96.5 TIC, and the date doctor is in, my friends. You can find out what she does as far as speed dating or how to get her book and all kinds of stuff at got5, that's the number 5minutes.com. But for now, the question is, what are we talking about, date doctor?
Oh, I just have a bunch of random gift-giving tips for singles and dating and...
Well, fire them up, man.
All right, first one, if you're newly dating someone, and this message goes out to the ladies, and the guy is kind of on the fence about where the relationship is headed, the worst thing you can do is go over the top and buy them an expensive gift.
Can't believe she bought me a car.
Yeah.
And I got her a teddy bear, Sunoco.
Yeah, something fun. Bake them something. Gina's got that right. Like, that's a great idea.
But without hair. Unlike Gina's, take the hair out.
I did not. Was there really hair in my kingdom?
No.
Giving you a hard time. The second one, friends with benefits. I get this question a lot. Friends?
Hang on. Gina wants to take notes.
Hey!
If you're friends with benefits, unfortunately, the agreement is that you are going to have an intimate relationship without holding hands, telling your friends about each other, being dates to family events, and exchanging holiday gifts.
Well, Gina's got a pair of panties that untie with a bow, so that's kind of like her present.
That's easy enough.
There you go. That's
problem good. Is when the guy goes, oh, this again? Can I re-gift this?
Ew, that's disgusting. All right, a tip for the guys. If you're dating a girl with kids, the best gift that you can give is something that's for the family, like a puzzle or a game that involves the kids, providing that you've met the kids. If you haven't met the kids, that's really creepy. If you're meeting the parents for the first time, have you ever done that, Gina?
She never gotten that far.
Usually not.
Don't feel this pressure to bring their parents a gift. That is just over the top.
What about just like a bottle of wine or something?
Yeah,
standard, I'm coming over for dinner thing.
Totally fine. Bottle of wine, some food, you can bake a pie, anything like that is great, but you don't want to feel like you have to buy them something personal, and they might buy you something, especially to the women, because they're so grateful that you might take their son off their hands for the rest of their lives, and you need to just accept that gift, be happy. Another couple things, quick tips. Know the person you're dating. Find out what they like, because that's going to make them the most happy. Never, ever, ever give a woman money. Has that ever happened to you, Gina?
Oh, why are you going to say that in front of Damon?
She's had him leave it on the bedstand, but that's different.
You're killing me today.
Now, that is the worst thing. What is that saying? Like, I make a lot of money and you don't, so here, let me help you out with your bills or something really cheesy. A gift card, maybe, but stay away from the money.
Yeah, but gift card's impersonal in a way, too.
I agree. I always say pajamas are great, soap is great.
You really need to clean up a bit.
And as far as food goes, if you're dating a girl that really watches what she eats, don't buy her a huge thing of chocolates, but just the opposite with guys. If you could feed him these great cupcake pops that you make, I think you're on the right track.
Happy holidays, date doctor. We'll see you in the new year. Tell folks where to go to find out about speed dating and all the things you do.
Got5, that's the number 5minutes.com.
Connecticut Whale Hockey.